All right, body got it, everyone. This is Professor Armin Ra, Professor Emeritus, California State University of Long Beach, former city councilman for the city of Compton, former Compton College Board of Trustees, and former Compton Unified School District Board of Trustees. Longtime study of Taoism philosophy created by Dr. Maulana Karenga, and one of the founders of the Black World Institute, a video and library of audio and video material with me and Asad Jabbar. I want to welcome you here to the Conscious Corner. We're in what we call dangerous, demanding, and challenging times, and we're going to have to deal with this struggle. By all means, we have to deal with this struggle. And so we want to get started with our program tonight, in which we're going to discuss a number of critical topics. In the Conscious Corner, we want to thank Brother Rasha P. Mascagna for providing us the platform to have these discussions on Conscious Corner. We want to thank Brother Ernest McBride, who's a longtime activist in Long Beach, and as well as a historical archivist for his father, Ernest McBride Sr., and Brother Ahi, straight out of Detroit, longtime activist within itself, within the community, seeking knowledge and seeking ways to make life better for others. And my brother Mashinda, straight out of Louisiana, long time, by way of Compton. He left Compton, Los Angeles. I don't know if we're Compton or Los Angeles, one of them. But that, let me put it like that. He left Southern California to go to the South, Louisiana, where he's doing beautiful things with young people and just being a stabling point for intelligence and understanding of what's going on in the world where he lives at and to whom we communicate. This is the Conscious Corner, where we do deep thinking and courageous questioning about what's going on from an Afrocentric perspective. And we want to welcome those of you that may see this on YouTube or may tune in later. That we wish all of you blessings without numbers, all good things without end. We're going to first discuss frontline activity. I'm just going to go over four things. First, the NAACP, the National NAACP, took a hard line position on Trump and not invite him to the national convention. And that's very important, because it sets a model for other organizations. A lot of people invite people just to get money and get favor, but the NAACP, based upon the current time, the National Convention announced that they would not be inviting Trump. Now, to white people, that don't mean nothing. But to us, that means something, because that means some black organizations that generally invite Trump annually as taking a position on what's going on in the world. The other thing is we're going to talk a little bit quickly about Juneteenth. We missed discussing that, but Juneteenth is a very important holiday by it was started in Texas, and it's been in Texas. And a lot of people say we didn't need Biden to make it a national holiday because it was already a holiday. We was practicing it way before he made it a holiday. And all he did was just say it's a holiday for federal employees. But Trump trying to turn that around by saying we got too many working holidays, non-working holidays. But they talk about this, General Granger, whoever he was, rode into Texas 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation and said to tell black people that they were no longer free. And anybody with any common sense knows that's a lie. The majority of black people knew that they were free. He went into Texas to tell the white people to quit slavery because slavery was over by the United States, by at that time, United States government. You know, but they changed it around like we so stupid, we didn't know. And that was a port where navies and free black people were coming in and out with the military. And they knew that slavery was over, but they kept, and that's why they had to send the military with it. They didn't send the military for slaves, And if you read the article left his orders, he recommended that they stay where they were, continue to work, because if they wasn't working, they could be arrested, and that they couldn't come to and ask his soldiers where they were staying to help them if the white people were still enslaving them, or if they ran away, don't come to us for any protection. He said, that's in the document. You understand? If anybody would read it, okay, order number 33 or 33 something by Granger. So Juneteenth is important, but sometimes black people think it's our 4th of July, Declaration of Independence, and they got it on the media. This was the end of slavery, when it wasn't. They went into sharecropping. They went into all kinds of other ways to keep the institution going. Then we have this brother, Mayor Monroe Nichols out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. This brother just be the first black mayor of Tulsa. He has released all the minutes of the white people that burned down the city council that was in office when they burned down Black Wall Street. And he released those papers. And we're going to have Brother Omari Bafari, as well as Hood, come back and talk about those papers that's very critical. Second, he has authorized and tried to and proposing $100 million to go in a trust to rebuild Black Wall Street, buildings and things of that nature. So that's a hardline position. For people say politics don't matter. Once you get in power, you use it, you know? And so that's important. And so, yeah, repair roads and other secret documents that they had. And fourthly, this sister, she's a Dominican Republic, what we call a Latino, Afro-Latino. She got in front of Dodger Stadium and she sang the national anthem in Spanish after they told her she couldn't do it. And they asked her why. She said, I'm in solidarity with the Latinos that's being rounded up and deported. And this was my contribution of support. And I thought that was beautiful. So anyway, that was it. On the front line for right now. The other thing is Operation Midnight Hammer. That's called what Trump them called the attack on Iran. And Brother Ernest was making some discussion. And I want to find out from y'all, what did y'all think about that bombing of Iran? Would you think it was right to keep them from getting a nuclear weapon? And if so, why do you think it was right? If you think it was wrong, why do you briefly think it was wrong? Ernest, we're going to start with you, because you was in the military.
Yeah, I always thought about that, you know, because it's so many countries got it. Israel got it. So why can't Iran have it to protect themselves? You know, people jumping on them every day. If they had that bomb alive and well, they wouldn't be so apt to attack the people. Mm. So they're doing it for their protection.
Mm.
And then that's why India, you know, other countries got it. How come we don't go bomb them? You know what I mean? So that their politics don't make sense to me. You know, that you want to attack this one country and then not this other one. In the whole world, you should be trying to live with each other instead of attacking each other.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the whole thing don't make sense. You know, if they get it, so what? If they get it, you know, if they get the bomb.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah,
You know, you can have the bomb, but you don't, a lot of countries, they don't have the military means to deliver it, you know, because they got it. That don't, you know, like India got it, but I doubt if they could drop it on anybody, even if they wanted to.
No, that's a good point. But do you think that they should have executed Midnight Hammer and stopped Iran from getting well, developing? They don't even have it. Developing a new, you know, one of those so-called
Our idiot president. First of all, if they wanted to make the bomb, they would have had the bomb. When President Obama was in office, he knew having a conflict in the Middle East, and this is a nice word, was like an albatross around America's neck.
Yeah.
And that's why they created the JCPOA, which was an agreement about the use of nuclear. What were we going to use it for? And so Iran had already agreed not to create the bomb. And this was coming from, currently it's coming from Trump's own agency that said they had not created the bomb and they were not in the process of making
Yeah, their own intelligence director.
His own intelligence director. You know what he said?
He said
he's wrong. He said he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Donald knows nothing really about nothing, I don't think. That's why he lies so much. when you can't bring facts, then he just creates a world where he just lives within his head. And I mean, anytime your own family, including your mother, say you're not very bright, I think that holds some type of weight. And she did say that, and maybe she had a notion that maybe he might get in contact, get into politics. And she said if he got into politics, it would be nothing but a disaster. And this was years before this was when she was living. So I don't think it was right. I don't know why he did it. First, he said we're gonna destroy this nuclear program that Iranians are putting forth. He was not successful in destroying the nuclear facilities. So then he says that we want to cause a new regime in Iran. Then the very next day he says, well, we don't want a new regime in Iran because it would be chaos. We don't know what direction they're going to go in and it would unsettle the area. But you've already done that.
Yeah.
The United States has been a pawn of the AIPAC or the Jewish or the Zionist lobbying machine for years. Every decision that comes out of our Congress is within their, what perceived to be what Israel's interests are. So his reasoning for, but he has no reason. He has no reasoning for dropping those bombs. Only he would know. Maybe when the dust settles, we'll have a clear understanding of why he did that dumb thing. He actually walked away from the program that America has signed up with, Obama started. He walked away from that program. They had already agreed. They were already in negotiations. They were in negotiations and this idiot bombs them. So how are they to trust this dummy? How are they to, well, you know, you never could trust America because they speak with forked tongues. They never really honored any of the agreements with the natives here or with most of their non-European allies. They break all their treaties. But this throw salt into the wound, and how they're going to draw Iran back to the table to negotiate when they were already at the negotiation table when you bombed them. No, I don't think it was smart. I don't think it was savvy. I think that America, because you know there's some sales here, could have opened the door to violence on its own lands. Now, the pushback from MAGA has made this idiot stop and reverse roles. Because I believe that he was all in for an all-out war.
Yeah.
He was all into that. Israel wants to control that whole area. And just like Biden, he stopped short of saying you can attack or bomb Iran, but he sure let them run through the Gaza, commit that genocide, and turn the blind eye. Trump was just a fool and got outmaneuvered, which is what most of Netanyahu and Putin and everybody else in the South Korea and even the Europeans, the Western them folk, are better negotiators than Trump. And they fool him and trick him. And every time he comes out with less than what he goes in with. So these are trying times. And he didn't open the door. We're already in, we're in the two wars. One with Ukraine. That they're just fighting on the behalf of America. America is giving them all the money. Here we're going broke on healthcare. And here he's supplying all the trillions of dollars of warfare, which is America's number one export, to Ukraine. Same thing with the Zionists. They cannot do this without the green light from America over there in the Gaza and all over in that area. They bombed Lebanon. It just wasn't the Gaza. Lebanon, Yemen, the Gaza, all over in that area, man. They gone to work bombing these people. And being unprovoked. So like my brother just said, Pakistan got the bomb, India got the bomb, North Korea got the bomb, and nobody is making any moves toward there. And now Iran is gonna have a bomb, because if you bomb me and I'm negotiating with you, then what else am I gonna have to deter you? So now I'm gonna have the bomb. So this idiot, dumb Donald Trump, has set into motion to something that can be very detrimental to the peace, not only in the Middle East, which is little of none, but the peace here. Who knows? He might have even set in to motion World War III. I pray that's not the case, but this. We could definitely end up going there with him because of his actions over the last few days. So no, Professor Ra, no. I do not agree with him dropping the bomb like most of his conservative white leaders. They're all for it, but we know their mouthpiece for IPAC. But the people that are walking in the streets, they're not for it. Even the people who put him in, his MAGA said, we don't want any war. You said you were the president of peace. You said there would be no more wars on the first day when you got in. Now there's even more conflict. And now you're president, drop a bomb on Iran just because. So that's what I got to say, Brother Ernie. And that's what I got to say, Professor Ra.
All right.
That's what I got to say. I'll chime in later with your next question. Yeah.
I'll get back to you, but Mashinda got to get his point.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Mashinda?
Oh, well, I made it a while back, white supremacy, we discussed that we've been doing this a long time, so like Brother Neely says, you know, you don't understand it. White supremacy, everything else will confuse you. So, you know, that's the bottom line. So all the rest of it, you know, it falls under that. And world dominance, the countries that try to stand up for themselves, they catch hell. the different regimes that come into play. They have the puppet governments. They okay, because they have their way with them. It's like pimps and hoes. You know, as long as you're doing what I tell you to do, you're going to be all right. But when you stand up for yourself or try to add some protection to yourself, you know, we got a problem with you because you're messing with our agenda, you know. So that's what it is. You know, it's nothing different. It's the same thing. You know, that region of the world is you know, of course, we know about all the valuable resources and minerals and different things that we have in the world and among land and other things. And so it's nothing new. It's conquering, you know, divide and conquer, control and maintain that control, you know. So they're losing, like I said before, they're losing their grip, you know. It's slowly but surely, you know, they have a problem with others. And but the good news is that they can't sustain their reign. You know, they can't. It's gonna, I don't know about in our lifetime what we're gonna see, but it's obvious. We've seen a lot of changes in our lifetime, you know. And but anyway, that's all I have to say, that white supremacy is in full force and effect, and world dominance is the name of the game. And if you don't do what I tell you to do, we're gonna have a problem with you. And so, you know, make a stand when you can. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Brother Rossi Key, what's your position?
My position always remained the same. I'm total opposite of the United States and the things that they do, world dominance and all of that. And Trump, what was he doing? When Israel did what they did, well, they were in constant conflict with them for the past few weeks. But did he do that just to weaken them so they could be weaker for Israel? You know, what was his reasoning? Talking about that's always the excuse. You know, they have capabilities of building a nuclear bomb. Doesn't make any sense. You know, if you can have some, why somebody else can't have it? So it's just a practice of power and dominance and the same playbook, you know, same playbook as usual. No, they are wrong. This whole system is wrong. It has been since it started.
Okay. Is there anybody else on besides Machinda and them?
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me just say this. Appreciate what everybody said, if I understand correctly. There's a lot of reasons that the Trump administration siding with Israel. One, to me, they're inseparable. They were one and the same. America, through Ralph Bunche Declaration, started Israel, and he was a black man, and he's the one that signed the 1948 proclamation to get Israel started. The Palestinians let him come in as guests. And then as America covertly helped Israel get its military together, then they began to raise their flag and kick the Palestinians out of their land. You understand? They were no problem. Israel wanted to finish its hours and start kicking the Palestinians out. That's why the border changed. After each war, Israel grabbed more land. That was the whole purpose of the war. And Dr. Ernie Smith used to say, it's always about the land. As Malcolm always said, it's the landless against the landlord. And that's very critical. But let me just get to this point. They didn't drop a bomb. They dropped 30,000 pound bombs. Is that right, Ernest?
Yeah.
Yeah. They dropped 14 of them. They dropped them on three different sites. You understand? And these bombs are so big. It's just like a atom bomb without the radiation. That's all it is. It's chemical warfare. A bomb is a chemical. It takes chemicals to put it together to get the explosive together. You understand? But it just don't have radiation or any other kind of poison. That's very important. But before that, Israel had attacked Iran to take out all this defense mechanisms against jets. And they were controlling the skies from the standpoint of not letting Iran Air Force or anti-aircraft material be used. They said that. They said Israel. So they were working together. You understand? That was the purpose of Israel going in there. You understand? Was to clear out their ability to fight back from the air. Now they could still shoot missiles. So they couldn't stop that. So they were land shot. They wouldn't shoot missiles from the ocean or from the sky. That was what Israel and America were doing. Israel, America also didn't just use B bombers. They flew 125 different aircrafts and also guided missiles into Iran before they went in to make sure. That's why they brag about, well, we went in, didn't get no resistance. We came out, and there was no resistance. They had all the time in the world. So America and Israel were working together all the time. And then they set them up, said, we're going to negotiate. You know, you got 30 days. You know, we're going to negotiate. That's what Trump told him. And he was lying. Soon as he made that announcement, the next day he bombed. And they said that was part of their strategy. That was one part of the strategy. The other part of the strategy was to send some of them F bombers that's supposed to be able to drop the 30,000 pound.
Stealth bombers. They're the only one to carry that.
Yeah, it's stealth bombers. And they were sending them to Guam. So Iran thinking they're getting ready to negotiate because they just sending the bombs over to Guam. They said that was a deceit. Trick. I want you to pay close attention to these deceitful moves. You understand? Like he said, every treaty they signed with the Native American, 250. The Native American kept his word on every one. And America broke everyone. You understand? And it's according to Kwame Ture in his lecture about the Native and his solidarity with the Native Americans. Third, one of the purposes of bombing Iran was not to stop the nuclear program. Because they didn't have a nuclear program. United States' own intelligence, Secretary of Intelligence, said they're not even building one. They haven't even been authorized to build one. But before that, as he said, and Obama had got a bipartisan and alliance and coalition agreement that Iran would not build the and Iran signed it and was adhering to the laws that the United States and the other countries put. They were allowing inspectors. And Iran said, we only want no bomb. We don't want no bomb. We just want it for energy and other technological uses. And that's what they were getting it from. So it's very important for you to follow it. Because not only have they used deceit with Iran, They used to see with the world. Israel and all of them. You understand? Saying that Iran and Palestinians pose a threat to them. And that's why they were moving on. And that they shouldn't have a bomb, that they wouldn't even be building. You understand? Now reports are coming out because Trump them said, oh, they got rid of all their nuclear capability. Some say forever. Some say, well, they just got rid of some of them. That they sent them back so far back every year before they did.
Now they're saying it's just might have set them back a couple of weeks.
Months.
Yeah, months. Because I already said, and we should have learned that from World War II. The only thing to really get rid of that infrastructure is boots on the ground.
Yeah, that's what they
said. You know, you can throw all these bombs and shit. Them people got their stuff 200 and 300 feet under the ground, so that 30,000 bomb is not going to get it.
Yeah, well, it goes down.
So they did finding out now we did very little damage.
Well, we got to wait. See, they can't find out because they got to, when they sign this peace treaty, if they ever get to it, they may have terms to go back and let inspectors in for whatever reason. Iran haven't lost. They just retreated.
Yeah.
They knew they were outgunned, and they didn't want to provoke them to do what they were doing in Gaza. So they said, okay, we go to the street. They wouldn't find anything anyway. No rocks. But not like Israel. Israel is bombing and rebombing Gaza. Ain't no buildings in Gaza. Right. Ain't none. Nothing else. Mm. And they just bombing the rubble and keeping the people from eating. Now, I don't know if y'all remember about in the 1970s and in the 80s, Time magazine came out with the changing color of America. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all remember that. And then they begin to project that America color would change in X amount of years. You know, there's a big article, two of them. I got them, they're in my garage, I just can't get them. Some people believe that the ethnic cleansing in Gaza and the deportation are linked to get rid of people of color. And really, no, you can't. The only way they can get back to a super majority of whites is deportation. Are you following me on that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
They dying faster than they recreating, buddy.
Yeah.
So deportation and war and annihilation and ethnic cleansing and Gaza and things of this nature. That's what Israel's doing so they can move more white people in.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's like what Roski always talking about, Neely Fuller, Francis Christopher Wilson. They predicted all of this. Race, white supremacy. The European only represent maybe 1/4 of the world population.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it is people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the other white nations are in on it too. They're just as deceitful as the United States. Because they none of them speaking about, you know, they give superficial words about Gaza, but they ain't helping Gaza. And they ain't demanding Gaza. And they vote with Israel in the United Nations. And even one of the, you know, Netanyahu has a warrant out for his arrest and a national by South Africa. Some white nations are still sitting here, letting him in. Same as Trump. Trump convicted felon on not the Nato. He wanted for a felony human rights violation. Here's a man talking about they put law and order. And then he let and he's attacking people and deporting them with vigilantes. Because they wearing masks, no badge, no name. That's a vigilante. And then he said he support the police, support that, then let the people that attacked the Capitol, gave them all pardons. How are you going to see the naivete of many of our people? It's amazing how they let white people be their teacher. Even though if they just stop and study, they will see the contradiction. Malcolm said, this ain't democracy, it's hypocrisy. You understand? So now let's get back to this war. So they dropped 14 bombs on these people, on their land. You understand? And then they could come back and they fired another 125. Israel is still bombing.
Yeah.
So the whole point.
Did I lose everything?
Huh?
Okay. There you go. I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to be able to calculate these things and analyze them to get an understanding. It's deceit. And at the same time, they want to stop the resistance movement in the Middle East. They call Iran terrorists for supporting people that is fighting against Israel and America for their land. And they call them terrorists. But here's Israel, starving people to death, bombing all their homes. And they're not terrorists. See, the power, one of the main powers, as Dr. Kering always said, is to get people to accept your reality as their reality. You understand? No matter what. That's important. Many African Americans, many, are comfortable in their oppression because they don't think they're oppressed. But let me tell you this. Like Trump, them couldn't find enough criminals. And Israel bombed the prison in Iran to let prisoners out that they hope will lead a resistance movement or a replacement of their government. Because these are people these were dope dealers, murderers, and all that. And they're gonna organize them to fight the existing government, which is a theocracy. See, Iran is a theocracy. They ran by religious theology laws sometimes. And why women have to wear certain things. But anyway, so you gotta follow this, because you're gonna see that all of this tied into a global white supremacy thing. And so as they deal with this, Iran was the biggest supporter in providing resistance movements to the various elements in the Middle East, Hamas, and all the people that's fighting against Israel expansion of its border, where Israel just taking land in the Gaza Strip and in another part of Palestine. Soldiers are just going killing the people and taking their houses and stuff. They're doing that right now. You understand? And they don't mention that. But anyway, they didn't like Iran financing and supporting the resistance movement. So they're trying. That's why Israel wanted to go in there. Really wasn't about no nuclear weapons. It was about taking Iran. And they've neutralized all the Arab countries, most of them. Saudi Arabia. You know, Saudi Arabia, it was Saudi Arabians that flew the 9/11 plane. Bin Laden was from Saudi Arabia. You understand? Financed it. Second, they killed an American reporter over there, chopped him up. And Trump them gave him a pass. Third, they neutralized them with money and corruption. You got Syria, you got Kuwait. Remember, the war in 92 was over Kuwait. When Iraq went in there and they had the so-called Republican Guard or whatever. They said they was gonna fight them out, and they, in 60 minutes, they said, oh, they're the best soldiers over there in the Middle East. And they ordered about 600 body bags for American soldiers. But they doing the same thing. They don't put no, Ernest said, they ain't put no boots on the ground in that war until after they had bombed it. They lured the Republican in the desert, and they thought they was gonna have a fight from there. And they went around and dropped what they call small arms. And that's with Powell and all of them. And they bombed all the city. And then they had some big bombs that was breaking the ears of the soldiers and things this nature. And that fight in 92. And that's how they got Kuwait, who was one of the richest countries, is one of the richest countries. You got so many rich Arab countries. And but they're full of corruption, and they're not democratic. You understand? But America neutralized them in supporting resistance. Now they're saying some few things now. You know, we're not going to sign a treaty with Israel, but you got a treaty with the United States, and you're not fighting against the genocide on Gaza. Or the bombing on Libya, when they bombed it so much, they couldn't get their tanks in. So they had to cease fire so that Yasser Arafat, Lebanon, they bombed it so bad that Israel couldn't get its tanks in, you understand, or its ground troops in, unless they fight hand to hand. And so they let them surrender and keep their weapons. You understand? Because they had demanded they give up their weapons. And Yasser Arafat didn't. They had them surrendered. They had them, but they couldn't go in there and get them because that meant they would lose soldiers. They don't want to lose that soldier. Because they weren't prepared for a ground fight. That's the same way with Iran today. They ain't putting no boots on the ground. They just bombing from the air. That's the type of war. That's the new war. If you ain't got no bombs, no missiles and satellites, you it's like the guy was telling us about AI the other day. You ain't into it. You behind time. America budget is $3 trillion a year. $3 trillion. Iraq is at the most $6 billion. That's the annual budget. Are you following me? $3 trillion. And the majority of that go to the military. Over half. They have a munition making machine in Seal Beach, an army. They do nothing but make weapons and study weapons. You understand? I just want y'all to understand. These people, are committed to world domination. These are offensive weapons. This is not to defend yourself. And you got to remember, Obama gave Israel the first dome to stop missiles from coming in.
Yeah, the Golden Dome. Yeah.
He gave it to him. He gave it to him. America financed Israel, a great portion of Israel's annual budget, to feed its people and operate. They do.
And they got free health care.
Yeah. Yeah. America does that. You know, they give them over $50 billion a year. You understand? For just operate. This ain't even about all the weapons that they give them. On top of that. You understand? So we're in a struggle. But, you know, the beautiful thing is that people still struggle. Even though they did all that to Iran, Iran is still capable of continuing the struggle later on after they regroup. They ain't lost, they just retreated. You understand? It's just like us, as nationals. You know, America's still mad because we got out of slavery. Slavery was forever. And that's why they chose to import Latinos for years to take the jobs that we were at and move companies to their company, but don't hire the man. See, sanctions mean that anybody doing business with America can't do business with any other country that America have sanctions. You understand? So with Iran, they've been having sanctions against Iran. They have sanctions against Haiti. They have sanctions against us. That's a weapon. That is a weapon, an economic weapon. And that means that these countries have to go around and deal with other countries. And if America find out that they're dealing with them, and that's like Russia and China, they can't do nothing to them. So that's why China and Russia's in Africa. And now they're talking about building a prison in the bayou of Florida full of alligators and snakes, so that the people who try to escape from the prison will get killed. They're doing that. I'm never gonna tell you, this is a sick man. Now, they've neutralized the Supreme Court, just bought them. So everybody talking about, we're moving toward autocracy. You already been in it.
Yes.
You don't have no checkpoints on this guy. You don't listen to the courts. Ooh. The courts rule against him. They even got a memo that say don't pay the courts no attention. They just exposed that.
Apparently,
but no agents said, don't pay him. He don't pay attention to nothing. You understand? And he ain't really running things. Corporate people. That's why when the corporations came and say, hey, look, brother, you went too far. You're getting rid of the farmers. You're getting rid of the service workers. And you got to stop deporting them. Didn't y'all hear about that?
No.
That's what they just came out with. They said, keep the deportation up, deportations up, but leave the farmers out, farm workers out, and leave the service people in hospitals and hotels and stuff. Don't go get them. I mean, that just came out. You can Google it. You understand? And then at the same time, there's so much stuff going on. And why all of this is going on, it diverts you from Gaza. It diverts you from all the stealing of the money that him and his sons are doing and other people. So you ain't even looking at that no more. Mm-hmm. You understand? I mean, this, Dominic Muhammad said, they are wickedly wise people. You understand? All they think about is greed.
Yes.
And you know, and so these are the dominant things. Okay. Y'all want to respond to anything I said? Anybody?
Yeah, they're diabolical. They're diabolical and they're greedy. And they put that above everything else. That's why they're destroying the world. And I have to say this, and I know it's not politically correct, but the world would be better off without white people.
At least keep them in check. All right. No. Anybody else have a comment?
Because I could never understand. We used kind of, when I worked at the shipyard back in the 60s, and the guys would talk among ourselves, and we even said then, man, if we ever get in another big major war, it's going to be on the account of Israel. You know, and I'll be damned, it was almost happening because we got this fool in office.
See, Ernest, America was financing the war Israel was having.
Yeah.
So you make it think that they're not in the war.
Yeah.
They're financing Ukraine right now. You understand?
Yeah.
And yes. Then they say, we're not at war. But they're at war.
Yes.
If me and you was hanging out and you had a problem with somebody, Ernest, and I gave you a gun to shoot them, I'd get arrested too.
Yeah.
If I gave you the gun and knew you was going to shoot them. Now America is doing that. They, you know, there's Cold War, there's economic war, there's political war, and there's a hot war. You understand? We focus on hot war and forgetting about the intellectual war. That's why they're trying to close all the black museums, taking everybody. In the South right now, Machina can attest to this. They're taking down the black statues and monuments and putting up the Confederacy.
Renaming them, yep.
Rededicating.
Yep.
You understand? I mean, they appease you and lullaby you, and then they take it right back.
And that makes no sense at all, because you cannot erase history. So
well,
you trying.
But they can suppress it to the point where it passed laws in schools that you can't read about it and you can't teach it.
Yeah.
This is a regular thing, though.
That's why they're attacking college, Harvard and Columbia. They say, we want to take over your Black Studies program. You understand? And we teach it our way. But like you said, Rotchke always said, you know, and my always taught us in Kaweda philosophy, you can't let your oppressor be your teacher. And they're teaching our children. And they're telling them what they should learn. And you ask kids, why don't you know this? Why don't you know this? They're not only teaching them what not to learn, they're teaching them what not to study on their own. Because they give them so much work to learn their history. The homework in college, you're talking about each class is at least 2 hours homework a night. You understand? Different night. I mean, 2 hours. So you ain't got time to look up your stuff unless you know how to do it. You understand? I mean, when I graduated from college, I graduated in sociology at Long Beach State. I was the only athlete on the team that graduated with this class with honor. And when I took over Black Studies, I had not, only thing I was going on was my Black experience. You understand? I had to go into the library and start reading and studying Black history and Black culture. Because not one class really focused on the righteous and truthful history of our people. They had our history starting in slavery, not in ancient history. Not in prehistory, as the first human beings on the planet. You understand? Yeah. They said the dinosaurs were the first thing. This guy's sick. You understand? Go ahead.
What have you always, I've heard you say this more than one time, a few times. You go to the universities, you have two sets of notes. You have the instructor's notes to pass those tests, and you better be taking your own.
You ain't kidding. You got it. That's important. But see, and they go after your leaders. Charles Diggs, who was a congressman for Detroit.
Yes.
What's the boy they killed down there for looking at the white girl? Emmett Till. He was the only congressman that went to the court and took a position on it. Next few years, he get indicted. You understand? Adam Clayton Powell.
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
He got indicted.
Yes.
Every black congressman that ever stood up got indicted or neutralized. You understand? Everyone that took a position. Now, those that's up there just getting money and screaming nonsense. They can go because they know that they got the minds of the masses. But anyway, we have to continue to struggle. And first, we start with education. You understand? We got to educate ourselves. So we think we know everything. You'd be surprised in black that they, you know, they did nothing to them. Now, there were some gangs that attacked some neighborhoods, and they had a hit list up from prison for Mexicans to get initiated by killing the black. Oh, that's true. You understand? But the majority of Latino, man, they're religious, they're quiet, they just come into work. You understand? And get their families education and health care. You understand? But they don't do nothing to the people that hire them. You understand? You go to these, Trump, I even had him working for him at his golf course. Remember, they busted him for that.
The new Negro.
What nigga gave one a baby? His housekeeper. She was illegal. Didn't have doctors. Nancy Pelosi had him working at her house. You understand? They are the most contradictory people on the planet. And all this stuff about people with protective that the something service, they revoked and all of that. Visas, they revoked Sudanese, Haitians, Venezuela, over 500,000 people who had legal status, protected legal status in America. They reversed it, said, took it away. So you go to the court, they can arrest you. If you think you're legal because you got protective service status, and then they revoke it. You don't even know they revoked it. And then they come and arrest you and deport you just to get rid of them. They ain't trying to get rid of criminals. They're trying to get rid of people of color. Most African Americans don't know that a significant amount of the people being deported are black. They're black. You understand? They're Afro-Latino. That's Afro-Dominican Republic. That's Afro-Venezuela. You understand? Ain't no Afro-white people, because you got one inkling of black blood and you white, black. You understand? They don't pay that. You can't go down and say, I'm light. You understand? So don't be racist against me.
They sure ain't in Boston looking for no Irish, that's for sure.
Yeah. so Any other comments? All right, Rossi, tomorrow. Are you there, Rossi?
Yeah, we have Brother Muko coming on. The topic is family tree.
Oh, yeah, good, because I'm in the mind right now.
Hey, listen, on next Tuesday, we're going to have Brother Omar Bakari and try to get Brother Hood, Rossi, to go over these documents of AI and that has been released, these secret documents about Tulsa and how we can use AI to help in our liberation struggle. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, each one teach one in conscious form. Everybody continue to have a good day.
All right. All right. All right. I heard it, y'all.